and they keep thinking they break that old hard egg. I've seen them in the woods around the barn, 50-100 yards way out in the saplings, where they had got them eggs. I've seen them wrapped around the tree trying to break the egg, and they'd work that all day long, work till they died, trying to break that egg. Get them wrapped around that tree and just pull them and flop it. Finally, they'd get down on the ground, suffering from that, they'll flop till they die.
Hmm. Well, now that you mentioned snakes, can you tell me about some of the different kinds of snakes you have around here?
Oh, we've got a few of them left here yet. There ain't so many of them here now, but we have the common old copperhead. He's the illest snake of all of them. You get in reach of him, he's gonna bite you.
Hmm.
You can't get in reach very far, but he can reach a few inches. You get in reach of him, he's gonna bite you, and he generally bites you twice before you get away from him.
Pretty quick then.
Yeah, he's a quick little devil. He's a heel contrary little rat too. Journey about that long.
Well, have you ever heard of any kind of snake around here that is supposed to be able to kill other snakes?
What's called a king snake? Oh yeah. Well, I have a few of them in this country. I haven't seen one in a long time, but they used to have been here. They don't only kill them, they eat them.
Is that right?
They'll swallow them whole.
Hmm.
Yeah, they want king snakes. Then we have the old chicken snake, we have the old black runner. He's supposed to be harmless, but he'll show mess you up on your little turkeys and chickens. Old black runner will. Then there's the old garter snake. I couldn't hardly describe it to you, that old snake. He's supposed to be harmless. And there's the mouse snake. You don't mind, you'll find one of them in your house.
Is that right?
They found one in this thing since I was here.
What kind was it now?
The little garter snake.
Oh, garter snake.
They're harmless.
Sometimes you find those around your garden, don't you?
Yeah. You find old copperheads in your garden too. Another thing you find in your garden is the ground rattlesnake. He's hardly ever any longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't hardly hear him rattle when he rattles. His rattle is so small.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's dangerous as a big one. Then that's what we call the old diamondback hen. He's a more commonly known snake.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some... Go ahead.
He'll bite you. He's very dangerous, the old black diamond. Then there's what you call the timber snake here. He's a rattlesnake too. And then there's, I just call him common old rattlesnake. He's a little different from the others. There's five or six different species of me in this country. I've been used to them all my life to see them out there on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about snakes and things like that, what about some different kinds of insects around here that are bad to sting you?
There's the wasp, the red ant, the little black ant, the sugar ant, and the new ant is the far ant.
Mm-hmm.
Someone claims he's the worst one of all of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I sting you. And they got pretty plenty of them old far ants in this country. Although I didn't have any on my place when I left there, but to tell me they own that now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you talk about ants. That's about all the ants, except the old red ant. He'll sting, he makes a mound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Works in the year round, lives in. Now, what would you start to say?
Oh, I was going to ask you. You have this kind of insect that builds this great big round paper nest up in trees. Got a pretty bad sting.